Chapter 20. Down in the depths of the escape tunnel, two lanterns reflected weakly as they flickered over the dark water, which stretched away as far as the eye could see. Tura hitched the mouse babe Diggler higher on her back as she waded in. The squiddle maid shuddered.
It's freezing cold.
Jinty dipped her paw in, then leapt back.
I don't like this. Can't we go back and see what it's like the other way?
Trying to set an example, Midda splashed boldly into the water.
Oh, it ain't too bad once you're in here.
Jiddle stood alongside his sister, loath to go in.
Maybe Jinty's right. Mightn't the other way be better?
Midda turned on both Witherspike hogs.
Listen, you two. I don't like this any more than you do. But this is the way we chose, so this is the way we're going. See? Now come on. Get your paws, Wes.
Jiddle and Jinty still did not make a move. Jinty commented.
Wish Flandle was here. He was an otter. They're used to water and things like that. He could have gone ahead to see how far it stretches.
Tura was in over her waist now. She backed her friend up.
Midda's right. We've got to go on. If when you turn back, it's just losing valuable time. Besides, you probably walk slap bang into the vermin. I'll wager they found how we escaped, and it won't take them too long to unblock the hole. Come on.
Both hogs hesitated reluctantly at the water's edge. Midda became furious, wading back toward them, yelling,
Go on, just think of yourselves. Forget these little uns that we're trying to save. Look, either you make a move right now, or me and Tora will double up our loads with those babes you're carrying. Then you can do what you please. Either stay there and moan about how scared you are, or go back and tell the vermin you're sorry for escaping. Well?
Rather shamefaced, Jiddle and Jinty waded into the water. They pushed on into the gloom. The water got gradually deeper, until they were going on tip paws, holding their chins up. Then the tunnel took a turn. Midda had now taken the lead, with Tura slightly behind her. Two little ones were holding onto the squirrel maid's tail, treading water as it had become too deep for them. Suddenly, Midda went under. There was a small hiss as the lantern she was carrying went down with her. Erfa, the little hare babe, gave a bubbling squeal. The shrew maid fought her way back to Tura. She was spitting water and wiping her eyes.
Here, stay where you are, Mace. Hold on to this babe. I've done a bit of swimming, so I'll go ahead and sound out how much deeper this is and how much further we've got to go. Be back soon as I can.
The escape party stood neck high, shivering in the icy water as they waited for Midda's return.